No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
All right, Melinda, I know you're working back at Channel 7 now. Did you do Daybreak or Good Morning Arkansas?
Good Morning Arkansas. Okay. They came to me, I think once I sent the email that I was retiring in April, it took about 6 minutes before Steve Powell came to my desk and said, August 10th to the 14th, can you fill in for me? So it's the 9 to 10 o'clock show, Good Morning Arkansas, that started back in 2000. And you were on it a lot, David. I think the first time I ever interviewed you was on Good Morning Arkansas about the raceback season.
How about that? Now, again, you said you would be willing to fill in, but not on Daybreak. No 3 o'clock in the morning anymore. That's not in your contract, right?
I am not answering the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning, for sure, anymore. But this is just, I mean, when I drive to work, the sun is up. There are people on the roadways. It's a strange feeling, but I've really loved it. It's been kind of my back-to-school week, I guess, because I've gotten to see a lot of friends. Yesterday, I interviewed Rebecca Ward, who has been on this show from the very beginning, 26 years. So it's been good to come back for a week.
All right, the big topic that you're specialty in, rather, is the weather. And so we're back in that dangerous, historic time, kind of period where we might go back to 2000 or 1980, where you have a successive at least 10 days of 100 degree or more temps.
Exactly right. I mean, I never thought we would be talking about getting close to the summer of 1980 again, but you know, we're in that conversation. Now, we actually had two runs of really hot days in 1980, July 15th to July 19th. That was 15 days in a row that were all 100 or greater. And then we did it again in August of that summer. We had 10 days in a row. So that's still the number one king of heat waves. But we're going to probably, I mean, right, forecasted 10 days straight of 100 or greater. So that'll put us up on the list. Here's the thing, though. So day before yesterday, we didn't hit 100. So we go back to one. You got to go back to do the streak. So yesterday we hit it, and then some. We got to 102 yesterday. So we basically restarted at day one yesterday. So today will be two. And then we're looking about 10 days out, and it all looks bad. It just looks like it keeps going up, up, and up.
Yeah, it just – and, you know, it was weird, Roger. They can look. The weather folks can look and go – there's nothing, you know, what was it, Larry Bird ain't walking through that door. They know nothing's coming. It's nothing coming. There's no surprise pop-up, you know, unless God decides to do a miracle and create something out of nothing.
So well, there was some of that coming last week or the week before. It was some of those summertime afternoon heat storms.
Yeah, we got to give some props to one of our sponsors, Middleton Heat and Air, who they are hustling. They are hustling. I'm no telling. I mean, they are probably – much like the little, you know,
hamster on a wheel.
Yeah, that, or you know, seeing the electricity thing,
oh,
the thing spin,
the
wind spill. Yeah, that they're on the go, yeah. Probably 24/7.
Crazy.
So yeah, it what makes it tough, Melinda, is you got so many people outside working for a living, and they have no choice. They have to be out there. You know.
Yeah, well, you know, if you can adjust those schedules, just like football practice, band practice, adjust those schedules to try to be out there early in the morning. That's kind of what you have to do. I mean, even 7, 8 o'clock, it's still pretty hot outside. And then the other side of this is how dry it is. That's one of the main components to get to 100 several days in a row, is that you've just got to have bone dry ground. And guess what? We do. It's been so the smallest amount of rain that the National Weather Service will record is 1/100th of an inch, so 0.01 inches. We had that in July 16th, and since then we've not recorded anything. So that's 26 days without any measurable rain. So that's another reason that it gets so hot, when that you get that dry, cracked ground. So the wildfire danger goes up. The burn bans are being added every day. So please be careful of that situation, too, because that's only going to get worse. What we need is a tropical system. This time of year, that's the only way you're going to get a good soaking rain, usually. And we don't have that either coming up from the Gulf.
About switching gears to football, have you been watching some of the practice video? Yeah. Are you getting fired up about the team? Or, you know, you really, it's hard to tell a whole lot now, but what is the Melinda Mayo assessment?
Well, I've enjoyed you going up there and watching and kind of telling us what you think. And, yeah, certainly getting fired up for the season because I love it. But I guess tempering my excitement and expectations a little bit for the Hogs, like I think everybody's doing. We hope for a surprise. We always do. I would say I thought, you know, what would at least make me a little encouraged this year, not down in the dumps like we've been for the last few years. And I'm thinking if we could just see some improvement through the year, show me a better team, say in November, yeah, than what I see in September. You know, don't come out here and blow out North Alabama. Don't go out there and beat Utah. And we're all thinking, okay, we got something going. And then it just kind of falls off later. Show improvement through the year. And that's maybe not even in wins. You know, that's maybe just what we see on the field. And I think if we could at least see that, we would at least be a little bit encouraged for that.
Now that you're retired, are you going to try to go to some games? You don't have the responsibility of having to come back and work on Monday?
I think I will. I think there's all kinds of things that I can say yes to now. Oh. So Touchdown Club, maybe
yes,
one of those.
Yes.
Razorback games
come
more
in
often.
The studio.
I hope so.
Are you cooking more, cleaning the house more?
No. No, now Mark did buy me a new lawnmower and a weed eater.
Nice.
And he said, hey, I think with all this time, you could probably pick up a couple more lawns in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's good. That's hilarious. Yeah. I just thought of a great idea. By the way, Melinda comes to us on Thursdays, brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, Colin, Kent Sanders. Appreciate them. Maybe Melinda could come up and do my live shots with me.
Do you what?
My live shots on Saturday morning.
Oh.
He's like, look who's here with me.
Gosh, yes. At least once.
Yeah, look here. You can break down. You can break down the game.
Sure could.
Yeah,
sure could.
Hey, what about the? What about the line dancing? You talked about it. Line dancing class starts Sunday. So
yes.
What do people need to know? Where to go and how much? All that kind of stuff.
Talk about things you never dreamed you would do. Just like you, David. So many different directions you can go in life. And
yes,
this was kind of a surprise that they reached out. And, they were talking to some women who go around and do this. And they were going to charge like $300 for an hour to come in. And we're like, oh, wait a minute. We could do this. So we're going to do this on Sunday afternoons. As long as people are responding, we'll continue to do it. It's at the VFW here in Little Rock, which is over there on Canis Road. It's Canis and Gamble. It's got the big helicopter out front, so just look for that on Canis and you can't miss it. We have, I think, 25 ladies already signed up, prepaid, pre-registered. We figure the room could comfortably hold about 50, so we've got 25 spots left. It's $15 to come in. There's food for sale, there's drinks for sale, and we just want everybody to have a good time, move. It's a little bit of exercise, so that's going
to
happen on
Sunday,
and I'll tell you how it goes next week.
What, Christian, what's that? What is the first song that you think of, Roger or Christian, when you think of line dancing? Yeah, I'm going to tell you for me.
Boots Scootin'.
Okay, what about you, Christian? The first song?
Man, I don't know.
Stroking, bum, 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 stroking okay, east and west.
You calm down.
Stroking to the left.
See, is that a line dance?
I know that's X-rated, right? That's a little PG.
Are the Macarenas and all them, or is that a line
what,
dance?
Yeah, what are the, you have the
jump
Mount Rushmore?
Around, turn around, pick a bell,
Mount cotton, Rushmore of the top four songs?
Yeah, what is it?
I think Clarence Carter might be a little rough for this group. But you know what? I think that the dance is usually done to Stroken is the Electric Slide. And that's the easiest to learn. It's the one that's done at every wedding you go to. They're going to be out there doing the wobble or the Electric Slide.
Yeah, I like the wobble. So I don't like the wobble.
Slide to the left.
You don't? Okay.
Is that it?
Well, it can be fun.
Who's
the wobble? So Electric Slide is steps to the left, steps to the right.
Who sings that? Who sings that? Who sings that?
I think Justin does.
Oh, Justin does do that. Wobble, wobble, wobble,
wobble, wobble.
A lot of these dance songs are one-hit wonders.
All the Saudis in the
I want to learn the line dance.
Oh, we got Justin singing that.
That's right. So good. Justin knows that. Okay, well, Melinda, I'm very excited about this.
Very excited.
Yeah, it would be fun to do this.
I would love for you guys to come. You're right. Some of the line dances go to a hip-hop song, and then some go to a real country song. So we're going to do both. We're going to mix it up. So I would say, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie by Brooks and Dunn probably is one of the biggest. And then Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman, That's a fun one to do a line dance to, especially if we end up with all women. So we may do that.
Oh,
and then I think Tim McGraw's I Like It, I Love It, I Want Some More of It. That's a good one, too.
So I just want to make sure, are you saying this is all ladies, or is gearing towards just ladies?
It is absolutely anybody who wants to come. Wow. So far, it's been only ladies who have signed up. Well, I think some of them are going to try to drag the hubby if they can. But absolutely, we'd love to have some guys in there.
Maybe Roger and Baz need to show up and let the ladies see how it's done.
Yeah, because we can get down, yo.
Now, because those are all by yourself, right? You do it by yourself.
You do it by yourself, but you got to have the moves. And we kept talking about this. We've been talking about going up Channel 7 for
We completely blew that.
I'm very
disappointed in ourselves.
Listen, Melinda's back. We still have a chance.
True. That's a great point. Yes. All right, Melinda, thank your fine sponsor before you get out of here.
We'll do it. Kyle Sanders with Sanders Ground Essentials. I just talked to him this morning. I said, hey, what do we need to do for our grass when it's 102 and it's going to be that for 10 days? He said, water regularly, especially Zoysia, about 2 inches per week is what you need. Do that in the morning if you can. And as far as mowing, kind of lift your blade up a little bit. Don't mow it too short. And be sure that those blades are sharp. And he said, that will help your grass through all of this. And that's the kind of advice you get from Sanders Ground Essentials, so give them a call. It is 315-9395, and Sanders Ground online, and they will make sure that you get through this heat wave and that your lawn is beautiful again next spring.
All right, get back to work, Melinda.
Yeah,
so much for
the retirement. I'm going. I will. Yeah, we'll be going on the air at 9. So thank you, guys. Love you.
I love you too, Melinda. All right, do not go away. We'll be back with a little Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
Come on, Chad.